Accepting the nomination, Malloy told about 1,800 Democratic Party delegates at the convention that after facing a $3.6 billion deficit when he took office 4 years ago, Connecticut is now on the right path because of his leadership.
On behalf of our neighbors who believe that fixing health care is more important than fighting about health care, every parent who believes that tougher gun laws mean safer communities, every middle-class family, and every family struggling to be in the middle class, and who believes that progress is worth fighting for, I now proudly accept your nomination to continue serving you as governor of the state of Connecticut.
There were no surprises at the convention. The Democratic incumbents who hold the statewide offices, Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman, Secretary of the State Denise Merrill, Treasurer Denise Napier, Comptroller Kevin Lembo, and Attorney General George Jepson, were all unanimously endorsed to run for another term. Ebong Udama, WSH News.